ShopFoods.com.
Gingrich is up, Congress is down, Kim Jong-il is dead, and we are officially out of Iraq. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. So here's how word came down, Korean style, of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il, dying of a heart attack while on a train trip. Finally, it was reported, because remember, it's Monday in Korea, and here's what it sounded like.
위대한 용도자 김정일 동지의 서거에 가장 심심한 애도의 뜻을 표하며 깊은 경모의 마음으로 추모하기 위하여 다음과 같이 결정하였음을 알린다.
All right, so 69 years old, he is gone, dying. They now, as that's what you just heard there, in Korean, the translation, what people would have seen would be a television announcer dressed in black saying that Kim Jong-il, the state word, was that he had died Saturday of physical and mental overwork on his way to give field guidance. Translation is what I told you. Died of a heart attack. A heart attack while he was tracking on a train trip. And the English world got this version.
The announcement has been made on North Korea's state television. The newsreader appeared wearing black, which was unusual, looking very somber, almost in tears. Didn't get through the first few sentences without her voice breaking. She said that Kim Jong-il, the leader, had died on December the 17th, on Saturday, early in the morning, about 8:30, she said.
All right, so now a lot of questions abound. One of the two sons most likely takes over. What does that mean? The White House's official word is just that they've been notified of the reports of his death, and they're closely monitoring the situation, and they're in touch with South Korea and Japan. You know, there's been a play made that the United States was pushing to just completely stabilize Korea, make it one. Could it be one Korea? And North and South could be reunited. To that I say, fat chance. Perhaps there could be better relations with the son, Kim Jong-un, who is the youngest son of Kim Jong-il's, is probably the leader in waiting. Most likely he's the anointed one or the appointed one. That's why he got senior political and military posts a year ago. And he was at the head of a long list of people making up the funeral committee, and he's going to lead it. That's pretty much the key sign in North Korea that he's in charge. But there's going to be a lot of questions over credibility that the younger son has, since he's only in his late 20s and he hasn't really had too much time to get ready for this. So we'll see if there's some kind of a fight, if there's some kind of a struggle as to who's going to end up being put in place of Kim Jong-il. I think there will be definitely a little bit of scuttlebutt over that. And Kim Jong-il's son, the youngest one, even though he is in his 20s, they say, they being the experts in Korean policy, that he has the, quotes, intelligence and leadership skills that would make him a suitable person to succeed his father. Now, here's the thing. What's the downside on this dude? He has a ruthless streak that he would need to rule the country with an iron fist. And think of what happens now with this economy. Think what happens with this dictatorship as he steps into that role, if in fact it is him. There are so many things going on, including the, remember there was a uranium enrichment warehouse or facility, whatever you want to call it, kind of like a warehouse, where there were charges about, listen, we know that they're trying to make an atomic bomb, another bomb, other bombs that they're producing with a plutonium program. And the North, of course, has been threatening for a long time to get rid of South Korea's government. And there's been that free-flowing aid to the North And now maybe that gets cut off. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Lots of things now on the table. A united Korea, doubtful. Doubtful that we'll see that. If anything, the younger son has, quotes, this ruthless streak. He'll have the need to prove himself. The iron fist comments, I think, make it clear that nothing is going to change in North Korea. Nothing is going to change with Congress either, as we seg into the other really huge story. I always say that America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard, and we're just sick of this story. I mean, the bottom line is all of us are sick of the politics of Washington. That's the common denominator. I don't care if you listen to me and you're right of right or left of left, or as I like to say, you're in between, you're an independent, you're looking for that third party, whatever it is. You call yourself a libertarian, doesn't matter. One thing that we are all united on is that we're tired of the same old, and that's what we're getting from Washington. So it's no surprise that in the last minute, with everything on the line, everything meaning, oh, what's going to happen with unemployment? What's going to happen with the payroll tax cut? Is that going to be extended or not? You know, the big question marks that are hanging over Washington, it's not a surprise that the Senate votes and says, okay, now we're voting for it, so we're off, we're done. And then the House comes back and says, well, wait a second, not so fast. How are we going to pay for this thing? And we don't want 2 months, because this is typical, the Band-Aid. I talked about this a lot in our previous show, that when somebody steps foot into the Capitol for the first time and they're a rookie, whether it be in the Senate side or the House side, they should give them a box of Band-Aids along with everything else that they have, because this is how they do business there. So once again, with the payroll tax cut dangling out there, how the House and Senate handle it are completely different. The Senate says, well, forget it. We'll just do 2 months. How about if we do 2 months and not worry so much about how we're going to pay for it right now? We're not going to worry about those spending cuts. And the House says, whoa, 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 wait a second. If you've got $180 billion, so what happens? The House bill that was approved on Tuesday, it was $180. It would keep the 4.2% Social Security payroll tax, right, that's paid by the $160 we keep hearing about, through the end of 2012, instead of raising it to 6.2% on January 1st. But with the long-term joblessness that's happened through 2012, a maximum of 79 weeks coverage, less in some cases, that's below 99 weeks. Also, it would prevent a 27% cut in Medicare. We know this because we've been over this. The Senate bill that was approved on Saturday, $33 billion, a 2% point cut in Social Security payroll tax through the end of February, and completely renew benefits for the long-term unemployed at the current levels through February 29th. So basically what's happened with the Senate is they're saying, let's just do the 2 months. We're doing the 2 months. And House Speaker John Boehner saying, you know what, we can't keep kicking the same can down the road. We can't do it anymore. How are we paying for it? It has to be a year. Why are we putting another Band-Aid over this? What do you think? You want to throw in your 2 cents? 800-259-5791. Before the end of this hour, my cup overfloweth with mail. We're going there. Coming up later.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Out there still braving the shopping world. I was out today and it was lots of traffic. If I'm living in one of the five metropolitan areas, even if you live in the outer reaches, it's crazy time. People are on top of each other, bumper to bumper. People are breathing down each other's necks when they're checking out at the counters. Luckily, I was kind of in a space where they weren't doing that as much. The roads were jammed, but once we got to our location, it wasn't as bad. Of course, we weren't really Christmas shopping. The idea here is you're supposed to get it done or do it online, obviously, because online shopping is up 15%. So if the nation is struggling, I guess everybody wants to have a good Christmas. They don't want to have a bummer of a Christmas, so they're going to find a way to make it work. And plus, to be fair, I mean, do you get anything anymore that isn't on sale? Just Google whatever it is, throw the name down, and look for a coupon. Any place that you shop, pretty much they're discounting it, even if it's just to make you think you're getting a discount. And I think that's part of the whole online thing, because people believe they're getting a break anyway, whether it's free shipping or the amounts, and so that's why it's up, 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 up. But I believe in general, when we get through this quarter, when we get through the end of the year, probably it's going to be up across the board. We saw that Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving and that weekend, was high, both foot traffic and on the internet. But the real bummer is if you were expecting the same amount of money to come in your check, if you're one of the 160 million. And to give you a sense of what that means, because somebody wrote me a note. I said we were going to check the mail later, and we will do that, of course. But Eric in Austin sent us a great note over the weekend. He said, Kate, you know, I hear you talk about the payroll tax, but what I want to know is I really don't get it. How does it apply to most of us? And how it applies to most people, it's because I think you kind of you get used to it. So in other words, when you first heard, okay, you're going to get a little bit of extra money in your check, you weren't thinking about it. It just was there because it was in the form of maybe $25 or whatever it was if you get paid every 2 weeks. But if Congress lets that temporary tax cut expire at the end of December, what it means is in the beginning of January, what happens is, let's say if you make $35,000 or less than $35,000, it would be $700 over the course of a year. $700 would be subtracted from that amount now because that's what you got before. If it's $50,000, then you're talking about $1,000. If it's $75,000, of course, it goes up $1,500. If it's $90,000, it's $1,800. And if it's $106,000+, it's over $2,000. And then you get into another range if it's $110,000. So, you know, really, it affects a lot of people across the board. It's just not the haves and the have-nots necessarily. I mean, I don't know, $110,000 and up, are they the have-nots? No. So that's the $160 million. I think that's what Eric's getting at. And that's what you're not thinking about because you're thinking of one lump sum, but it's spread out of the course of an entire year. So it adds up over that year. And then just the little increments in each and every check. So just to reiterate, so everybody's clear, for weeks now, it's been sickening because we're just going back and forth. They say it's like a wicked tug of war. And, you know, all you get is rope burns. We get nothing out of this deal. And both the Democrats and the Republicans are in agreement that the cut should be extended, but they're butting heads, as is typical, over how to pay for it because they can never figure out ways to pay for it where they can both agree, both groups can agree to it because it's the people who want to tax the people who don't, the people who want to cut spending, the people who don't. And then the idea of putting a Band-Aid on it for 2 months. So the Senate works on Saturday. They pass this another stopgap bill. They should just cross off that word. Stopgap is an ugly word to use because we know what it means. They're just pushing it off. So the stopgap bill would extend the tax cut only through February. Then the House now is going to consider that bill on Monday, but it's pretty uncertain. I think the Speaker of the House is clear, Boehner. He's saying forget about it. He's probably going to get some blowback from a lot of the Republicans who may disagree to the two-month extension to get out of Dodge. They want to go home. They want to leave. See, this is what I think we should attach to the people in Congress. You have to finish your job like everyone else, or you don't get to go home. You don't get to go home. You have to finish your job. Somebody suggested once, well, what if they had bonuses? Or no, what if they had their pay just attached to how many hours they put in? Can you imagine? They have to punch a time clock. Oh, you didn't vote on this. You didn't vote on that. You abstained from that vote. You didn't vote here. You weren't on the floor. How many votes did you have? So the failure by Congress in general, just both, to extend the cut would affect the people I just named. I just went through the list of everyone pretty much, the 160 million, that whether you make 35,000 or less, or you're on the other end of the scale. So, you know, the impact on your wallet would be clear as to what it means for you, depending on the percentage of what you make. Got it? I think we have it. Let's tell you about something pretty exciting that happened over the weekend. It just became official that we're done in Iraq. The last U.S. troops left Iraq. In fact, I thought saw a really interesting thing over the weekend. Just the troops celebrating, screaming, waving their hands, and the actual last tank to go out to drive out of Iraq, if you will. So that's it. It's done. The military's calling it quits. We're out of here. We're done. You had 110 pretty much heavily armored, hulking, I like that word, hulking trucks that came out carrying about 500 soldiers They streamed out of the combat zone, and this happened on Sunday, right before 8 o'clock in the morning. They slapped the metal gate closed, and that's it. Done. Over. History. After 9 years, all the cost in blood, sweat, tears, and billions of dollars, it's over. Here's what one soldier had to say.
It's nice to be going home, especially right before the holidays, and that this country can handle itself now.
I like that, how he summarized it. This country can handle itself now. Nice to be going home. Boom. Happy for all the people, and once again, thanks for all of your service. I know so many have listened to America Tonight, called the show, shared their thoughts and frustrations, sent emails and whatnot. So that's it. Attaboy. Done. History. And let's hope, and we've talked about this a lot, what is the future for Iraq? Let's hope the worst of the worst doesn't happen, and ultimately they don't roll back into what they were before. The worst part of this ugly conflict was 5 years ago, in 2006, because at one point you had 239,000 men and women in uniform that were in about 500 bases that were all over Iraq. Think about that, 500 bases. Then you also had a lot of contractors that were getting killed, that were braving it, that were whatever, 135,000 working in Iraq. Because think about it. You have the non-military people that often are forgotten, but 1,700 diplomats, law enforcement types, agriculture experts. That was part of the deal here in trying to get this country to move forward. So it was a quiet exit. But what we spent, $800 billion. Was it worth it? Was it worth it? 30,000, more than 30,000 wounded, over 4,400. I'm going to tell you the exact number because I don't want anyone to be discounted. 4,487 troops killed in the war. One, and this is the number that's interesting, 1.5 million Americans served our nation at war. 1.5 million. They deserve the thanks of a grateful nation. There's no doubt about it. And I hope the Iraqi people, at least the majority of them, feel the same way. How does that country stand? That remains to be seen. And how this war is seen in history also remains to be seen. All right, coming up, we're going to check the mail. Hang with us.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
America Tonight, if you are tuned in for the first time, glad you found us. We kind of zig and zag all over the place, and nothing really is out of bounds here on this show. So, often I invite you to vent, send us your thoughts, whatever. Send us a recipe for Christmas cookies, whatever you want to send us. AmericaTonight.net. Priscilla did send us, I mentioned this before, A recipe for pound cake that was incredible. I used to say that all the time. Hey, if you got your mama's recipe for pound cake, and hers was pretty darn good. In fact, one of the best that I've ever had. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. A lot of people still have a rock on their mind. This one from Alan in Steel City. Hey, America, tonight, I am loud and proud. I served in the very beginning, and I'll tell you, I saw some ugly things. It took me a long time to heal, to be honest, from my service in Iraq. But I have to say, I still feel like I was part of a team, the team that I was on, and the team here back in the U.S. that welcomed me back when I came back to the Steel City. It is an odd and strange feeling to know that it is all over, but I tip my cap to some and salute others for what they've done. Booyah. Yeah, putting it in perspective, of course, from those who served and others who watched as so many did what they could to help in Iraq. One thing we know is that some lives were absolutely changed. And if we look at the standpoint of Saddam Hussein, just take that dictator who took all the money, had all the spoils, and had a wicked son who did some horrific things to the people there. He's toppled, and now supposedly, I say cautiously, that there is a better form of government in place in Iraq. But these are baby steps. That's why I say history will judge where that country ends up, because we don't know. It's just too early to tell. I hope there's not a big slide back. That's why so many diplomats are still there to help, because that's the one area where help is definitely needed. With all the experts that we sent over, whether it was security experts, whether it was ag experts who could help with farming and other things that were going on, certainly that there were many, many, many hours of toiling and teaching and whatnot for the people, many who took advantage of the situation, which is great, and let's hope that they pay it forward and that country is able to thrive and survive under a new type of regime. Because you still have, I think, the religious currents that make it tricky with the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds. Can they manage to peacefully get it all done and hang together? I mean, that is the big question, and still have these free elections. But we're done there, absolutely. My other question is, when are we expecting those checks from the oil reparations? $800 billion. Think of what we could solve with $800 billion back. Getting that big, fat check back that we can actually cash. Ooh, right now it is so needed. When you think of the deficit and you think of the things that we're striving to overcome here, which is mostly monetary, which is the economy. That's why 2012 is all about the economy, the economy, the economy, the economy. Despite all the other things that are flying around, all the other problems that we have, they're in the background. It's about the economy. So now we're out of Iraq. Let's get the money out of Iraq. Let's get what we should out of that country for what we did in that country, and sooner rather than later. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Checkers. I love it when people have cool nicknames. Yo, I have to say that I am pleased as punch that this Iraq situation is over. I didn't agree with it from the beginning, to be honest, although I had friends that did serve, and I was scared to death for them the entire time. From my world, nobody was hurt or killed, and I thank God for that every day. However, I wonder what's next. Kate, you say it all the time when you talk about the Middle East. Look at the situation that's brewing in Iran. For God's sake, we're doing nothing in Syria. It's like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. It's all about the oil, and they haven't fooled anyone. We know that. Yeah, it is all about the oil, isn't it? Because you look at the countries of where we have helped out, and we don't need to hoe that ground again, but no oil, no help. Of course, there was the Libyan situation, and if you look at Libya, any of the oil coming out of there went to our allies, however. Lots of it, tons of it, from Libya and from Asia to England and to France. Even though France has a lot of the nuke power, they still get some oil. So we certainly were there also for a purpose with the air strikes. Let's move from that to this one from Jake in Austin, who says, oh, this payroll tax plan, I don't even care. Let them keep the stinking money, as I'm someone who I guess would benefit from it. But I don't care anymore. I'll find someplace else to squeeze some beer money out of. This is so ridiculous. I think we ought to replace all the bums. What do you say? Jake, you know that you certainly email this show almost every week, and you know how I feel about it. It's the do-nothing Congress that's been there since I've started doing the show. Some of the faces and players have changed, and I think there are some people who want to push the ball forward, want to see some change, want to have bills that are actually read, want to itemize, in other words, and go one by one by one by one down the list instead of trying to do 50,000 things in 20,000 different committees. I'm slightly exaggerating. And not get much of anything done. It's like, it's, you know what it is? It's like we have the playbook. We do. We have the playbook now, and that's probably got to be scary for people in Congress. It's, we knew when the super committee was named, it's like I said, they were doomed from the beginning. How could you put super in front of committee and say this is, you know, six Republicans, six Democrats, and they're going to figure out a way to come up with even better cuts and how to make it work. And, of course, nothing happened, but that was what we thought was going to happen. We knew it. We know the playbook here. Get out the Band-Aids because everything is temporary, and then we'll deal with it later. We never have a budget because we'll just keep pushing it off until we get another budget, and then we'll have another 3 months or whatever of a budget, and then we'll do it again. It's never, ever, ever self-sustaining, and it never is efficiently done. And when it is, if anything is done that's efficient, we're shocked. We don't want to believe it because it rarely happens. These aren't even harsh words. This is just reality. But I'm not preaching to any of you. You all know this. This is nothing new. Because here's the thing. 2012 is an election year, a presidential election year. Nobody wants a hot potato. Nobody wants to deal with anything that is red, poker hot, controversial if they don't have to. So just put the Band-Aid on it, go home, and they want to go home. We want to get out of here. We need to just, boom, we want to leave Washington, and then we'll come back and we'll deal with it. It's like the old thing about the ostrich. You've got a problem. The more you dig your head in the sand, pretty soon you're choking on it. You can't get your head back up again, and this is what is happening over and over and over again. The same thing. So the Democrats say 2 months, 89-10, and actually Republicans jumped on board with this too because they got a lot of support from the Republicans. So I won't even say it's Democratic-led Senate, but that's nothing new. But there were Republicans that jumped on this. So 89-10 was the vote, and this is just another fallback because they can't reach any kind of a comprehensive agreement. So let's just put a Band-Aid on it so we can get out of here. You know, Harry Reid, the plane is ready. I got to get to Nevada. I'm done. I got to go home. We're ready to leave. We got a deal. And let's just push it on them, right? So if Boehner refuses to vote on the compromise that passed in the Senate with those votes, the Republicans then will be looked at as having forced the tax increase, especially on the middle class, as of January 1st. As of January 1st, I don't think they want that because that's perfect for them to be the punching bag. But Boehner is saying, we don't want to keep kicking the can down the road. We have to come up with something that sticks. Something that sticks. And the House's deal is very different. And there's the struggle over the pipeline. Are we going to have a decision on the oil pipeline? If you look at what the House, here's the thing. The $33 billion deal, should it pass the House, right, extends unemployment benefits. I already spelled this out in the beginning of the show. It avoids cutting federal funds to doctors who take in Medicare. And it also speeds up a decision over the oil pipeline. It gives the White House 60 days to make a call on the Keystone Project. 60 days. Ugh. And they don't want to touch that. They'd rather just push that off and deal with it after the election. Constantly pushing it off in a different direction. All right, odds and ends on the flip side.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America tonight. I just want to tease a couple things coming up in our next show, which will be Monday into Tuesday. Lumps of coal. All the rest of the week, we're handing out lumps of coal to the biggest cads and cadets. That's a word I just made up. Of 2011. Boy, were there a lot of them. So we're going to start that. Also, don't forget, later this week, of course, we have another Nail the Score. And that happens in our third hour Friday morning, where ultimately our supercomputer, we can put super in front of the computer, the mothership in Minneapolis, sparing no expense, the GCN network. And we pick, that computer will pick the game of the week. All you have to do is call. You don't have to analyze it to death and just tell us who you think is going to win the game. And what you think the final score is going to be. Like Edna from Kansas. We are so glad to have Edna calling us again. She called us for a long time, and then she disappeared on us. We were worried about Edna. She reconnected, and she's been calling, and she always has the same score. So don't steal Edna's thunder. It's 27-17. In fact, I think we just should give it to her every single week. But we like Edna to call in and tell us. But it doesn't matter who it is. She'll pick a team. And ultimately, that's going to be the score that she picks. So we're still going to do that this week, too, as well. Plus, on our next show, a conversation with our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, about what does it all mean now, the final troops leaving Iraq, the future in the Middle East, the future there, or the future with Iran. We'll catch up with him. And what's it like to handicap in the courtroom? Because, see, what happens now, can you get a jury of your peers when there's money on the line and when there's really your life on the line? What happens is a lot of times there are jury experts who help the attorneys pick the jury. Then they have these things called shadow juries, kind of taking the anxiety out of the courtroom. I thought about this, and to me it's interesting because if any of you have ever had to be a witness in a case, if you've ever had to be a witness, you know what you see and you know how to explain it to somebody and you know what happened and all this other sort of stuff. But it's different when years pass by, when you don't recall certain things, and then all of a sudden you're on the stand and you're uncomfortable because something makes you uncomfortable and you find yourself kind of twisted in your words. That's another reason why a lot of law firms make sure that they have witnesses prepped correctly because of the things that they don't recall. For example, they had witnesses just recently that testified in that Bradley Manning WikiLeaks case. And a lot of people feel like Manning is just a scapegoat and what's going to happen to this guy. And imagine the witnesses there and what their, how important their testimony is. Because Manning is the suspected source, of course, of the largest ever leak of classified U.S. documents in history, in our history, right? So 24 years old, and he spent his 24th birthday in military court over the weekend listening to investigators go through the details of how they pieced the case against him, put it together. He was a U.S. Army intelligence analyst in Iraq when he allegedly downloaded the massive files from the military's classified network and became a source for WikiLeaks. So here's the thing. Julian Assange, while he's dealing with whatever he's dealing with on the sexual abuse charges, the rape charges is what they're saying in Sweden because he was extradited to Sweden. But with this, he made a name for himself, of course, with the leaking of documents, putting the documents out there. But Manning is the guy who takes the fall. He's the guy who's taking the fall. Certainly not Assange for that anyway. And there was massive, you remember the dumps last year, all kinds of cables and, there was all kinds of national security stuff that was out there for the taking. So he was in the courtroom in Fort Meade, Maryland, uncuffed. Second day for him of pretrial hearings, listening to what witnesses had to say. So even in those cases, they prep all the witnesses, especially here, because they really want to nail Manning for this, saying that he violated more than protocol, and there's all kinds of things that they could get him on if he's convicted on all counts, because the prosecution is looking at a general court-martial, but on 22 criminal counts, that means life in prison. And he would be reduced, of course, in rank to the lowest enlisted pay grade. He would forfeit all pay and all that other stuff, dishonorable discharge. I mean, there's just, he's facing all of that at this point. And they went through his stuff and they turned up classified information, supposedly, that was transferred to all the devices that he had in one of those memory cards, SD memory card, that they found. And that was in the basement of his aunt's house in Maryland. And there were a couple of other things that they found, too. And at this point, probably many of you have seen it, about 5 million people viewed everything that was ultimately there on WikiLeaks for the taking. And there was, luckily, the second time around when there was a data dump, they crossed off some of the names because that was the concern. So Manning is the lamb. He's the lamb. And for Assange, I mean, the Justice Department is investigating him, and one of his attorneys was in the courtroom, but it doesn't matter. I mean, he's not going to go down there. What he's fighting, I mean, he's still actually fighting the extradition to Sweden, but it's looking like that's not, he's done. That's over what happened in 2010, a couple of volunteers, accusations of rape and sexual assault and all that stuff, and The only reason he wasn't booted because he lost the first time around is the fact that he's going to appeal his case. So if he loses that appeal, he's out of there. But as I said, anyway, we'll talk about the prepping of witnesses, because here's a prime example of what can happen in the Manning story. So that's one odds and ends, by the way. What's going to happen with him? They're just in the pretrial stuff. You know, ultimately, we'll see. Here's another one. This is a sad ending. Too often we hear about these rigs after the fact and what happens to people on board. But there was a drilling rig with 67 crew on it, not Americans. It was Russian. And it capsized off of Russia's far eastern, one of their far eastern islands on Sunday. And it was being towed through a winter storm. So they were just pulling this thing. And it went down. 50 dead or missing in just an icy sea. There's no way they're going to find anyone alive at this point. And what they're saying is the tugboat rescued 14 workers that were alive, not before they hit the water. And then they've just recovered. Now they're just recovering bodies from the water at this point. And the four survivors that they had, I mean, they literally got them before they hit the water, but they were suffering from all kinds of things. But they were able to airlift them by helicopter, take them to the hospital, and the rest of the crew is missing. And the water temperature is 1 degree Celsius. 1 degree Celsius. So that means if you were to even have a shot of surviving it, you'd have about 30 minutes or so by the time you hit the water, and then you'd freeze to death. There's no way. So they have to be, I mean, those people have to be dead at this point. If you've got all those people missing, sadly for their families, that's the end of that story, because it's just about recovering bodies if they can recover them. Because of what we're talking about with the weather. Speaking of the weather, this will be an end to the day for some. In the Southwest, they're talking about a blizzard watch. It's in effect until Tuesday for parts of Colorado. Some of you listening to me, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. They're talking about high winds, up to a foot of snow already fell in some parts of Kansas. And it's hitting the mountains of Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado. They're talking about golf-ball-sized hail in some areas of Texas, too. But this is going to be the first one, I think, out of the gate for the Southwest. It's pretty far-reaching anyway. So, bundle up.